Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 581 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Trophy on our way back to Summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray. Welcome to Who Charted.
Oh, no.
Something happened there.
What's Checkpoint Trophy?
Super Bowl, my friend. Super you check Bowl. Out once your team loses. There's millions of people who still care.
Well, we haven't reached it yet, so I was just confused. I thought there was some other trophy you're talking about.
I mean, you know, we've reached that checkpoint. You've got a few days, and then you'll...
Well, what do you think right about the groundhog saw his shadow this year? He's saying that winter is lasting, you know, a little bit longer.
Well, that sucks. I'm going to get a different groundhog.
I got two words for this fucking groundhog. Climate change, okay?
He's the denier.
You could be seeing shit all day long, but I tell you what, it sure seems like it's getting hotter. Have you been outside today?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Today's a scorcher out there.
Oh, boy. Feet sizzling.
It's hot for Super Bowl week, gang. I mean, it's a pretty big deal right here in Los Angeles. A home host team hosting the Super Bowl. The city's afire with it, and we'll see how it's going to affect us right here on the charts.
That's right. Shall we get into the guest introduction?
Let's do it. Here she comes. It's cross promotion week as well as Super Bowl week. Mm-hmm. She comes to us from the show over there on SoundCloud, the show where people make thousands of dollars just by listening. We've made thousandaires up and down the dial. Here she is. Welcome the hilarious and cerebral Megan Beth Keister.
What up? That was a Super Bowl commercial, right? The Wez Up guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Budweiser. Was that? That? Yeah.
Yes.
That was a simpler time when just a catchphrase could just collectively make us all laugh, smile, and dream for a world in which people could just chill. And now, look at us.
That was poetic.
Thank you.
Yeah, now they got Budweiser Seltzer. Mm-hmm. And even Budweiser's lost the plot.
Wow. Have you guys tried that?
Grasping at straws.
I haven't.
Yeah, no. I broke edge on fucking Bud Light Seltzer. Yeah. It was. And what was it worth it? Absolutely. Yes.
Right on. We have so much to get to today. Let's get right into our music chart.
Okay.
I'll wrap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and what? Stream. NFTs. Tunes. Right on. You know, we got quite a week ahead of us. The Super Bowl starts out with the national anthem. Do you guys tune in for that?
I haven't for the last few years. You know who's singing it this year?
This year it's Mickey Guyton.
Who?
I'm sorry?
Mickey Guyton. She's a female country artist, and she's all about inclusion. Maybe
we'll... I'm not like other country artists. Yeah. I think everyone deserves
That's
rights.
That's the big twist these days for country.
That's the turn for her. She's got a very eclectic band. It looks like everybody but the kitchen sink. Maybe we'll throw that into the charts or the hot picks so you guys can, develop some fandom for Mickey Guyton before she sings the anthem. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Wow. Another big turn for country.
And the NFL.
Who knows? Yeah. Will country ever recover? Did Ellen DeGeneres make eye contact with her, or is that only...
I think the inclusion card got her in, so it's like she didn't treat her like a normal country artist.
Right.
There you go.
Speaking of, because you were just singing it, antiquated music platforms. I just want you to know, Kramer, the 60 pounds worth of LPs you left in my apartment 2 days ago as a pseudo gift. I took to Amoeba. You told me to take them to Amoeba because Amoeba is, quote,
the Scott, can you cut this? We're going to need that as content on Grip Tour. just a free ball right there.
You told me to take it to Amoeba, the greatest dumpster
in town.
We're
going to cut this start for real because we've been going short on Grip Tours. I mean, we absolutely need this story for Grip Tours.
We need this story.
Sorry, I work for Who Charted.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? You tell me I can't talk about something that involves us on your additional show.
All right, we'll make this one 20 minutes. Give us your Amoeba story and then we'll blow.
The story, here's the end of it. I took it to Amoeba. They didn't take one fucking thing out of the bag. They wanted nothing.
Oh, I love that story.
Nothing, nada, zip.
See now, where's my, you were right, Kramer. Nobody wants these old soundtracks on vinyl.
I don't recall saying that you would be right, whether or not I was right, whether you were.
I do recall it because it was on tape.
What are these? Just like
three times to edit it.
Are these warped to shit or what?
No, a lot of them are in good shape, but they're just like I bought them like from thrift stores with the intent of using them to scratch and make beats and stuff.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is chosen just because it's obscure. I'm like, this is an old. Like, this is the soundtrack from this old movie, The Emerald Forest. No one's ever going to recognize the
no
sample
desire.
On here.
It was like, it was all just old soundtracks and then like KTEL compilations of D-list, 70s.
So then Megan was like, I'm going to take this shit to Amoeba. They're hungry for vinyl. And I was
that's what they said. They sent me
like,
a damn email
damn.
Saying
like,
they were
one
hungry.
Thing, the one thing I should have brought over there, I didn't. I go, and now she's going to start Who Charted by telling me that she made $1,000 off those records. But turns out it went my way, so I like it.
Well, they're saying Rolling Stone is claiming that CDs now are back.
They are, yeah. More back. More back.
More okay. back. I think they're just trying to cycle us through different mediums every few years.
I think you're right, because they're also trying to say that 1940s clothing is back.
Really?
And I was just like,
who the
they must
fuck
have piles
says that?
Of that somewhere.
Like what?
It was just like online. It's like
a dusty
ladies
coat?
Are starting to dress in the 40s. And then you just see like two girls who dress that way.
Well,
walking
that, yeah,
down the
that's
street.
Interesting. I just went outside earlier and I saw a bitch in a crop top, but no one dressed like Katharine Hepburn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? The 40s. There's no dignity in clothing these days. It's all this early
back.
Thousands throwback. Let's wear a grossly oversized fucking Tasmanian devil dunking shirt. There's no class, no dignity.
Are those back? The like Tweety Bird, with like
that
grills?
Never left really, oh, okay. But yeah, that's back. But also, it's just like all the you remember. I remember the early thousands. It was not a pleasant time for me, especially fashion wise. I'm talking
the
fucking
worst time for aesthetics for
low rise jeans with the crop
top. Things were working for me back then.
Yeah, you
well,
like
you know
that
what?
Era, the new metal era.
I just. Whatever I was doing was working back then. That's all I know.
Were you at the System of a Down Korn Faith No More concert the other day?
No, I've not. But you know what? That's another great cross promotion. Check out Drop Date Duel this past week. Mm. It was animal versus vegetable as corn and animal collective squared off right there on the duel.
Nice. All right. It's should nice we get to into, know. Get into the chart?
I want to say it's nice to know you're not spreading yourself too thin with your 800 podcasts, that you can still right. have fun, you know, with some of them. Okay. Now we can
check out all 800, gang. There's a Patreon for each one. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's check out the music chart.
We got the top 100 on Apple Music. This is coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Muni Long with Hours and Hours.
Lobster towels, but it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower.
Shower tower power. When I take a shower, it takes about an hour. And then I dry my booty with Johnson's baby powder, clam chowder, louder.
Wow.
Thank you. Freestyle.
Is that off the dome?
It was off the dome about 20 years ago. I wrote that walking down South Lamar in Austin.
I like that.
But every rapper has to do an hour power shower tower, you know.
Yeah.
Even Lil Wayne has a bunch of those.
Writes itself. I can't wait till we can program the algorithms to just create the content for the artist.
You love that tech, don't you?
I love tech. You know me. Yeah, I'm a venture capital buff. Yeah, man, that's my shit.
Hey, wait, I didn't look at your background there, Megan. What is, where are you?
You know where I am. You're here twice a week. I'm in my home.
That's a wild angle. You're shooting. Oh, you're at that desk.
I'm at my desk, yes.
Interesting.
You've never seen me sit at the desk, apparently.
Interesting. Yeah. It's when a cam girl moves to a different part of the apartment. Wow, whole new deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay for my graduate degree.
I will help you do that right here.
All right.
All right. What do we got at number coming up next?
Number 4, this is Carolina Gaitan with We Don't Talk About Bruno from the Encanto soundtrack.
Hey, speaking of musicals, you know what I was checking out this week on Netflix? Diana the Musical.
Oh, what? How was it?
I think it got picked as one of the worst movies of the year.
Yeah, it looked like just absolute garbage.
And both of you had taken that kind of Royals journey with me because mm-hmm. I was obsessed with The Crown.
Yeah.
And it just so shows you that the medium is the message, because like I could not get through 1 minute of Diana, like if that was my introduction to the whole story. I mean, it's super, super shitty. Like, it's definitely worth watching. Like, I only got through about 10 minutes of it, but it was clunky as fuck.
Wait, okay, so you couldn't get through it, yet you still want us to watch it.
You're right.
Well, you know, the kitschy
way. This smells like shit. Smell it. This tastes awful. Eat it.
For someone who brings up... Okay.
What?
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the kitschy way people watch Cats or something like that. Mm. There you go.
I saw a movie over the weekend, Moonfall, that was like that.
I saw Moonfall.
No spoilers.
Night it came out, baby.
Can
I tell you something about that movie?
In the movie section.
That's the kind of movie where someone yells, "Don't blow up the moon. My wife's up there."
Yeah.
Right.
See, Brett's laughing at it. I told Kramer that.
It's in context. That's who it would make sense to.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's Moonfall.
No, this was, it rose to that level of just the biggest, like the craziest, stupidest movie you've ever seen, where like every scene was fun because of how absurd it was.
Yeah.
But it didn't even seem to be trying to be stupid, but it was, you know, like if it was, if it felt like it was made on purpose to be a kitschy thing, I wouldn't have gone for it, but.
Well, it just seemed like, I mean, it seemed like that Mr. Show sketch in real life. Like we're literally talking about nuking the moon. You know what I mean? The government wants to nuke the fucking moon.
I've heard a lot about it. I still can't get a handle on whether it's intentionally funny, not funny at all, just a full-on bomb or a successful comedy.
I think it's worth seeing somehow. It's entertaining, but you can't say it's like, well, I don't know. You know, it should be on the podcast. How did this get made? Put it like that.
All right. They could just rip it to shreds. Check it out to find out. All right. What's coming up next?
Coming in number three, Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby with Do We Have a Problem? Niggas give it up in my city. Really shed blood in my city. You love in my city. Niggas will sun your whole set like it's around six clips. Whole team, you fly it in round trips. Bitch, she's the spine on my flicks. Heat in my rim, my drip. Check what I do to check a clear tool. Pull up like a drive-thru, so check your rear view. I don't care how long it take to get an op back. All my niggas outside, steak, bitch, we out back. I don't care how long it takes. She's throwing barbs for the barbs. Steak, bitch, we out back.
Speaking of battles, how about that Eddie Vedder and Nikki Sixx battle?
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
I saw that.
Wait, what's going on with these clowns?
Eddie Vedder was doing an interview and he started saying how when he was coming up, he didn't like girls, girls, girls. He thought that made guys and girls look stupid.
He didn't like Molly.
Feminist icon, Edward Vedder, yes.
Yeah.
And so then Nikki Sixx came back and was like, wait, the most boring band ever thought that we sucked. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. I love it.
I think they're actually both right. I mean, it's very easy to say that's a vacuous song. It's also easy to say Pearl Jam's overall kind of boring.
Yeah, they're both completely right about each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, and it's funny because they're both now so old that it's like fighting, you know, it's like grandpas fighting, like old people fighting, where it's like they're both not competing anymore to be on the charts even.
Yeah.
But that was, like, I mean, they always, all the grunge guys, that whole era was defined by not liking Motley Crue. So it's like,
yeah,
no one should even be
surprised.
Yeah,
that was what they came to erase.
Yeah.
But I do think Nirvana did it in an overall more exciting fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they needed to be second to Nirvana. They were like Scottie Pippen to Nirvana.
Totally.
Eddie Vedder's from San Diego, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Fucking dudes from San Diego, man.
You can
shout
hear
out
it.
To our San Diego fans.
You can hear him, the San Diego, trying to sing over the Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite work on all levels. Coming
they
in
to me are like Jimmy Buffett. They got about five songs that you know, and then the rest anyone could argue is trash. Like they have like "Don't Call Me Daughter,"
"Daughter,"
"Even Flow," one, yeah. "Jeremy," and then all the rest of it sounds like one tune.
Yeah, I liked the first couple albums, and then they fell off pretty quick.
They get those Beavis and Butthead shorts on the album, like those cut-off denims. I was like, I don't know. They're high-fiving in Beavis and Butthead shorts.
I saw an old footage of Eddie Vedder like digging a hole on stage. Did you see that?
No.
He was like, he was taking the mic, the base of the mic stand or something, and was just in the middle of performance. And this was, you know, younger days, Pearl Jam. He was like bashing the wooden stage until he created a hole and then was just digging up a hole and then just left the stage.
Whoa.
It was just very destructive.
I saw on TikTok a pet beaver. Someone had a pet beaver and it likes to dig through the Venetian blinds. It was like the same thing. He's got those feral behaviors that he just very can't let go of.
I heard the beaver is vehemently anti-Ticketmaster too. So there's cross.
Right.
Yeah, and it's into the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Beavis and Butthead shorts?
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Kodak Black with Super Gremlin. Go against any nigga like fuck this glitter. Skeet all dirt on bitches. I put it in for you, I spin for you. Whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna cost a nigga out rocking, which I got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I've been spinning on business and spinning and spinning and spinning until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, you know, stuff but help. Hey, Megan, did you, what'd you do with the albums?
What did I do with them?
Yeah.
I, didn't feel like carrying them, so I just put them on the ground and backed away from them and hoped no one noticed.
Outside of Amoeba?
No, inside. I left them inside the store.
That means you didn't keep the bag.
Do you want me to go back and get the fucking
bag,
That
was
bag,
one of
Kramer?
My premier bags. It was such a great bag for carrying heavy loads. It was a green Amazon bag. It was really my premier bag.
I can't believe you're walking around repping Amazon, man. What the hell, Kramer?
I'm using the byproducts of the man's overt capitalism so that I can carry things.
So that you can carry
extremely
heavy bags of shit to my apartment and just leave them there.
Yeah, that's the only use of a bag is to take things to your house.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Chop this out, Stark. Okay. Let's move forward.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Gunna and Future with Pushin' P.
Drop the data, now we plotting exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace, she turned lesbian. Pushin' P.
I like that part.
Hespian?
Yeah, Hespian. Never heard that before. Innovation.
Is a Pesbian like a Ellen DeGeneres Pez dispenser or something?
I thought he said a Hedsbian because he took a lesbian girl and then sounds like she blew him, maybe.
Mm.
Or perhaps he's the Hedsbian. I don't know.
Hmm. I'm going to have to check the Wikipedia for that song.
I already
forgot the title of.
Pushin' P.
Pushin' P.
It's a big hit these days.
Okay.
She turned Pesbian. Yeah.
Pesbian.
She not a lesbian for P. She turned Pesbian.
Oh, Pesbian?
Pesbian.
It's just Pesbian.
Replacing the first letter with P because it's pushing P. He's saying
maybe he's giving her pills.
He went to like rhymezone.com, put in the word lesbian. There was nothing there. So he's like, Pesbian?
I think he's saying, I'm so pee that I turned a lesbian
now
into
a
Pesbian.
Right.
I'm so palfa.
I'm pushing so much pee.
Palfa male?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for him. Nice to see a young man succeed. I'm tired of all these old people succeeding all the time.
Gunna.
It's a new generation.
What's he drinking there, Howard? Is it some sort of
I'm going three bevs today. I got the coffee, I got the smoothie, and I got the water.
Three
bevs. Nice. Three bevs.
Decadent.
Two chains, three bevs.
What's in your smoothie?
Vanilla bean protein powder and cinnamon.
Oh, wow.
It's the way to go.
I'm drinking expired Pib Extra.
Oh, shit.
Where do you get that?
I bought it in, I believe, the state of Colorado many years ago because you can't buy cans of Pib Extra in California. You just
what is
can't.
The extra even for? Extra caffeine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Extra Pib.
I got to say,
turned it into a Pibsbian.
Big Pib will have you think that this ceased being drinkable on May 15th, 2017. Not right.
Holy wow, shit. Does
Pib.
It taste different to you that a little bit expired like
nope,
that?
Sure doesn't. It's almost it'd last forever.
Save me a can of that. I want a can of that.
Save you a can of that. You got to earn it, man.
Trust me, I will.
All right.
I'll show you the receipts.
How long do you think they really last for? Or do you not believe in any expiration?
Beyond purchase date? Well, I mean, obviously it varies product to product. I would
for
say something like,
Pib?
I mean, there's nothing really perishable in this, and it's just like full of fucking,
yeah.
What do you call it? GMOs or whatever. I bet this could you could easily drink it 10 years past expiration date. I think. I wouldn't
You're
eat,
probably right.
I wouldn't eat
any better you support then. That through the stage to create a whole
Pib jam.
Pib jam.
Sure, Eddie Vedder only drinks like chia seed milk or whatever.
He goes to Erewhon.
I was 100% gonna clock him as an Erewhon head, dude.
But you know what? With the Cubs, with him loving the Chicago Cubs so much, you could also see him eating shitty food, like he loves a ballpark hot dog or something.
I mean, maybe when he gets really high. Did you ever see Hype?
Vetter,
the documentary Hype.
Yeah, that. Yes, yeah, I Hype.
When he's interviewed in that, and he is so high, he can hardly talk. Do you remember this?
I never saw.
Yeah, no, I remember. He was baked.
Mm-hmm. That is my whole anecdote about Eddie Vedder appearing in the documentary Hype.
He probably likes the French fries in the burrito, like the San Diego's.
Oh yeah,
San Diego's.
Style.
Yeah,
loves big time. Shove, dude. Yeah, that. Yeah, make it turn it into like a big, like a construction worker's lunch.
Yeah. All right, that's the chart.
Pretty incredible. I mean, that is your chart for this Super Bowl week 2022. Rams, host city, Super Bowl. We sit each of us about, what, 13, 14 miles from SoFi.
You want me to Google it?
We'll take a different route to Mecca. I already have. You're about 14.
Okay.
Starts about 15. And Dragon Manor is about 13.
You can get there in 13 minutes?
No, it's 13 miles. Oh, you can get there in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't think I could get there in under an hour for real.
Yeah.
But Megan, you are excited about the Super Bowl. We'll get to talk to you about that a little bit more when we come back with the movies chart. I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Megan Beth Keister, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. We're going to find out what's bringing people back to the theaters during Omicron.
Yeah, I want to roll the dice. I want to risk it all by seeing fucking Jackass 3D or 4D or whatever.
Oh, we'll get there. Okay. Coming in number five.
Number five.
This is Sing 2.
Man, people bringing their damn babies to the movie theater right now?
Yeah, serious.
Stop. I need big shows, big ideas.
Hey, I have a big one with Clay Calloway.
Whoa. You know Calloway?
Clay Calloway is a recluse. No one's seen him for 15 years.
I'll give you 3 weeks to get this show up and running.
I won't let you down, sir.
Better not, or I'll throw you off the roof.
You know what I just was thinking right now? We've never had an animated Super Bowl halftime show, and I was just like, wow, that's something that we've never had to sit through. I was kind of grateful. Like, it could be worse.
How would that work, though, for the people there? Just a huge screen?
I don't know. I just could see it be something like, you know, like Paula Abdul and Scat Cat. They just did, you know, something like that.
Bring them back. Bring it back.
Yeah, but this year they got you know, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. So it'll be LA-ish, except for Eminem.
Well, I mean, he's like an honorary LA-in because he had a pill problem, right?
Oh, that's true. That's right.
I think that makes you, if you have substance abuse problems, you're an honorary Angelina.
Yeah.
They should have like Randy Newman or something, like just in the midst of that whole gang.
Oh, for I love LA.
Singing I Love LA.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
Scream.
Hello?
It's happening. 3 attacks so far. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Something about this one just feels different.
Samantha, I know who you are.
I've been through this a lot.
This is your life now, which means that whoever this is going to keep coming for you. You ready for this? Never.
Oh, stop. Wait.
Wow. They're going to kill new kids, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got Courtney Cox back, I guess. Nev Campbell.
But their tits are sagging a little bit, so they gotta kill the new ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, kill the perky ones.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard reviews of this yet. I know people were like excited to see it, but I don't know.
I haven't heard anything about it. It's like it's released into a fucking vacuum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seriously, I don't know about it. It could be the Super Bowl. People's minds are just on the big game.
It has nothing to do with the goddamn Super Bowl, Kramer.
Meg, you live just 14 miles.
Dude, Los Angeles, you're the only Rams fan in LA.
How has the Super Bowl traffic and the clutter, how has it affected your life this week?
I continue to not leave the house. Therefore... Not much has happened.
I bet there are still as many Raiders fans as there are Rams fans in LA.
Definitely more Raiders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Raider Nation.
It's getting there now because the teams are so good. But yeah, it's they've mostly just been Raiders this whole time. Just they identify with the outlaw image, much like our guest, Megan Beth Easter,
who very good.
Is a maverick in her own right.
Mm-hmm. Trailblazer.
Has grifting gotten easier or harder in pandemic? Or is it a...
Great question.
I feel like it's getting... Well, because pandemic is coinciding with more planned obsolescence being put into everything. And also just more shit being produced in general.
Yeah.
So it's like the more shit that is unethically manufactured overseas and made to be just used once and disposed of, the more, therefore, there will be stuff for vultures like Kramer and I to pick up.
Got it.
And disseminate back into the wilderness.
I'm more of a raven, more of a corvid. My answer to that question would have been a simple yes. I think, yes, there's more grifting going on just because you can sell masks. There's just new things, you know. Hand soap used to be something you could hoard and make money off of.
That's true.
That's true.
So congrats to everyone.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, boy.
Botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. We started getting some visitors. From every universe. Hello, Peter.
Look at that. They're out there again fighting.
I'm looking at, I can see the comments on YouTube when you pull this up.
Yeah.
Multiple people referring to it as a, quote, masterpiece, end quote. This is a movie for fucking babies, dude. Is Sing 3 a masterpiece? You know what I'm saying? Because that's for babies, too. I'm sorry. Now we've elevated baby movies to fucking art. What's up with that, man?
I mean, if you ask one of the people who like it, they'll tell you it's complex characters, it's about family, it's about all these other things.
That has seemed to be like a culture change that I feel alienated from, like the major blockbuster Marvel things as right. Also art pieces, like we're supposed to treat them like the best stuff we're making. It's like pick one.
It's apocalypse.
I can totally get behind either of those, but not both.
It's a movie designed to be put on the side of a Taco Bell cup. That's the only reason for it to exist is cross-promotional marketing. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not Paris, Texas,
I do know what
man.
You're saying, but I think of this whole genre, they have ratings. I mean, some people think, well, this one's better than that one. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's not like the Emoji Movie. It's like it's not like that big of a piece of trash.
Damn, I forgot about the Emoji Movie, man.
If anyone's got that on DVD, send that my way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Oh, here we go. Moonfall.
Yeah. Moonfall.
If you're watching this, then you know by now a huge problem is heading our way. An emergency meeting is being called at our usual place immediately. Free bagels.
Oh, it is a cop.
I've made a shocking discovery. I need you to get me in touch with NASA immediately.
Well, NASA and I aren't really on speaking terms these days.
Well, that'll change.
Oh, is this like Sharknado? It's like a purposely... It's not.
It's made by the same guy who made Independence Day. So I think it's like... It's not like Sharknado where it's like, let's just try to be as ridiculous as we can.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real-ish.
Yeah.
You are the unidentified source?
Oh, yes.
Well, they fucked up.
It's
the
amazing.
Moon sucks and...
Halle Berry seems like she does not want...
Oh, Halle Berry's?
Yeah, but she seems like she doesn't want to be there. Like, she's embarrassed already, like, as
like she must have a high tax bill this year or something like that. There's, like, a reason why she has to be in this, and it's not
It's like
pleasant.
the same expression she has in all of her marriages. Like, she doesn't want to be there.
Right. Like, she knows she's better than this. Patrick Wilson seems like he's happy to be there. It's about his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Space.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole pacing of it is just wild. Like, they just throw scenes at you in the exposition where it's like, I've never seen something quite like that before.
I was wondering, like, watching it too, they just keep adding plot to it.
Just so like, much plot.
I'm sure, like, it took Love nine it. People to write it. Were they being paid by the plot? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. we're already an hour and a half into the movie. We don't need an additional subplot. Just get us to the fucking end.
And there's
man.
So many side characters that suddenly
like
you
starting
forgot
over
about.
An hour in.
Yeah, like an hour in, all of a sudden it'll go to this crew that's like trekking in the snow or something. You forgot fully that they existed or how they're connected to anyone.
Completely pointless, superfluous characters on their own hero's journey. We got enough heroes, man. We don't need any more, dude. We're good.
This is the extent people have to go to try to make space interesting to an audience.
We got to get the moon to come to us.
Hey, speaking of the Super Bowl, do you know what happened at 11 a.m. today?
What?
I looked out the window of Dragon Manor, and the Colts, the Indianapolis Colts team bus drove by.
Hmm.
Really?
Heading west. How about that? I mean, the teams are descending upon the city for the big game, Megan. I know that you over there, you're in the shadow of, Crypto.com Arena.
I am,
where
yeah.
the Lakers play. You're going to be close to, I guess the Trojans. They've sucked the whole time you've lived there at Megan Ranch, and they're about to become a powerhouse. So I think that the traffic will be swirling around there. Tell us, what is it like on Super Bowl week? What changes have you noticed?
I've noticed that there's a lot more Bud Light promotional material.
Right on.
You know, in my home, they've
you
started
got some stuff.
Yeah, they've gone door to door. They're just giving swag packs to everybody in the area. I don't know. Why are you trying to make me riff about? You know, I don't know shit about sports, Kramer. Why are you fucking trying? I mean, what
it's
is
all
this,
is on his mind? The Super Bowl.
Have you pivoted to drive time radio? Are we doing drive time radio right now? Or like, am I supposed to be your female comedic foil here while you're talking about the big game?
Look at his face.
And that's a little slice of our city right here on Super Bowl week. All right.
I saw you
right
almost
back.
Get like relaxed while she was coming at you.
Yeah, that's my happy place.
Yeah, he's got in his garage. Happy place all of a sudden.
Hey, was that number one?
No.
No.
Oh, that was number two.
I'm tense again. Damn.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Jackass Forever. I saw this also.
I mean, this looks good.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Alligator on the nips. That's the old stuff.
Don't know where.
Or,
don't know when.
But 20 years older.
We'll meet again some sunny day.
What were some of the good stunts you saw in this one? Spoiler alert.
Let's see. Good stunts. God, there was just way more dick and nut stunts than I think they've ever done before.
Love that.
Like just graphic, graphic genitalia in your face at all times, getting kicked and
punted. You want to see that on the big screen, did you?
And yeah, you
got to
see
that in IMAX.
Yeah, for
cock
sure.
Cock and ball torture in IMAX.
One IMAX.
You see Johnny Knoxville do his last stunt, which was with a bull again. I think he did that, you know, 20 years ago, but just gets his ass just rocked by a bull. And I believe that was when he declared he was done. Like that is just too much for him. It's funny. It's like surprisingly sentimental to see these guys 20 years later still doing the same stupid shit.
It's about family. Like the
Avengers. And there's something I think the time we're in too, or just feels good to see them just be idiots and old friends and just do the dumbest shit and not.
Did they do any COVID related stuff? Like the doctors are getting off their shifts and they bang pots and pans into their nuts and stuff. Like
they blow COVID in each other's faces.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you'll see Lance Bangs wearing a mask behind the camera.
Oh, right on. Shout out.
And poor Lance had a couple, you know, his gag reflex goes off a few times in all these movies, which is always fun. And then Eric Andre shows up in it a little bit, but he doesn't actually do much in it, which was a little disappointing. But he's just there, I guess, to spectate.
They just prank him. Right on. Hey, congrats on that. I mean, that is definitely not a franchise you thought would go 20 years.
No.
Just because of the physical data.
And they bring in a couple like young guys, like additions to the crew. And maybe they're passing the torch. They're about ready to pass it. It is funny, though, seeing like Steve-O and them, you know, older with just full on fake teeth and like. They just look insane. Dude. They've just been through so much.
Yeah, they're like action figures that you like
threw
in a fire or something.
Yeah, they're like made out of doll parts. Like they've been screwed back together so many times.
Shout out to Courtney Love. All right, we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. Super Bowl was blowing into town.
God damn it, Kramer. You know,
the big parties really starting up on Wednesday night. They go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it'll be a star-studded A-list. People from Megan's home state of California will be here. Lots of people from Ohio. Go down to the Seventh Vale on Sunset or Crazy Girls, and you can meet Bengals fans from the Cincinnati area. It's not like locals are going to go to those places. It'll be filled with Bengals fans. Check it out. There's a new wind in town.
Yeah, I wonder where the Bengals bar would be.
Bengals bar.
Probably the Buffalo Wild Wings on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's the official Bengals bar.
Yeah. Wings, Big Wangs, In and Out. They know about that. All that stuff.
Del Taco.
Shout out to some of the great people from Ohio. Devo, right there on your shirt, Megan.
Devo.
They come to us out of.
Oh, yeah.
Guided by Voices, Breeders. Para Ubu.
Ohio
the
Players.
Ohio Players, yeah.
The Ohio Players.
Tresner.
Pretenders.
Is Tresner from Ohio? I didn't know.
Yeah, Tresner's Ohio. Oh, wait. Tresner's Florida. Marilyn Manson's Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
I don't know if you picked this as a cold pick or a hot pick, but I'm glad you picked it. This is Chili Peppers with Black Summer.
Let's find out, yeah.
I thought this was just...
A lazy rain am I, the skies refuse to cry, cremation takes its piece of your supply.
He does like a weird like Irish accent in this.
Yeah, this sounds like a pirate shanty or something. Yeah.
A sailor spoke too soon.
Yeah. Sailor.
And China's on the dark side of
the moon. Alanis Morissette's accent in there.
Right.
Hit me now.
It's more phasey or something.
Is Frusciante back? Are they just Frusciante making Frusciante back. Just fucking play through a flanger? That sucks.
I know. Thank you. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, Frusciante's sounding like he just got his first phaser pedal.
Yeah. His first PV amp.
Damn, this is brutal,
it's,
man.
It's pretty brutal. And I used to be a big fan.
Chai Peps.
It's like they just
It's like a Pepper song. It's like, yeah, they didn't.
But without learning one extra new thing in the last like 10 years since they've been together.
But he does sound like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I kind of like, maybe that'll lead to something 4 or 5 albums from now.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I bet somewhere on this double album they're coming out with, there'll be something I like. But this, if this is their lead
That's
single.
The lead single.
I'm like,
this is a double album?
Yeah.
Zoinks.
Black Summer, though. I mean, they got Summer in the title.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell. It didn't have a Summer vibe to me. I mean, I still like that Thomas Rhett song.
Yeah.
Slow Down Summer. That one really nails it. This is more like,
right.
This to me sounds like, what's her name? Lana Del Rey. She's coming down on Summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so much auto-tune on Kiedis' voice on this one, too, that really, really throws me.
Why now? Like, why start now?
Why now?
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Perplexing.
We made it this far.
We don't need him to even be in tune. It's like, it's Anthony Kiedis. Like, we're not, our expectations aren't sky high.
Shout out to Rick Rubin, who had the restraint to not use auto tune on him. Right, Meg?
Shut up, Kramer.
Megan can't stand Rick Rubin.
Well, he's behind this one, too. So.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. He's always there with the
Chili
Peppers.
Oh, you mean he laid on the ground while they recorded that?
Yeah, yeah. He
and
sat.
Then fucking slapped his name on it while an intern actually messed with the levels? Right.
Yes. No, he doesn't touch a single fader. No. He just tells them to keep writing songs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he'll see them in 6 months.
Not quite there yet. I'm not going to tell you how you're not quite there yet, but
exactly.
Just, yeah.
I'll know it when
make sure the checks keep clearing and I'll keep an ear to the ground.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to is a barefoot guy near your guitar pedals. You're like, he's going to start using them and get fungus on them or something.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of there. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Home Counties with Village Spirit.
Cool.
Making a scene.
You should have seen it.
On the village green. Is a drunk crowded and
that sounds like the Chili Peppers' first album.
I know, right? I was just
Uplift Mofo Party.
I was just thinking that. It's like, hey, this recalls when they were pretty good.
Yeah, but that's what they sound like way in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway, lots of...
They outdid the Peppers on their own sound.
Lots of, like, kitchen sink treatment there. Lots of different sounds coming at you, I liked. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Megan's, I guess, pick. She says,
"Listen, man, I can't purport to have listened to anything recently that moved me earlier."
Start. I'll give you some more specifics on that. She listens to 60s on 6 exclusively.
Okay.
I mean, when you get into her car, it's just gonna be 60s on 6.
Okay.
And
usually the same. It's the same barrage of tunes you heard the last time.
I've been playing some 70s on 7 too, some 40s Junction. I mean, you know, I contain multitudes. But okay, so yeah, I don't have my finger on the pulse of modern music, but my ears perked up earlier. Somebody said there's a musical act named Little Baby. That sounds good.
Little Baby.
I support minuscule infants. I think all I think all I think preemies matter, you know. Let's hear what Lil Baby's got.
He's not just a baby, he's a little baby.
He's a little
extra
baby.
Extra baby. All right. This is Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Baby. Do we have a problem?
Who the fuck is there? Get back in the elevator.
Lil Baby was that guy you heard there for four seconds.
He sounds.
This is the video.
He sounds small. Yeah.
Hold up, shorty. Hold up, bitch. Please don't touch me.
That's Nicki Minaj.
Anyway, I know what Nicki Minaj sounds like, Howard. Yeah.
I'm not telling you. I'm just saying. That's not a Lil Baby. But yeah. So is that a smash or a trash? You love that one or you don't like that
love
one?
Love it. Love it. A plus. I mean, I already like Nicki Minaj. She's cheeky. Now that she's aligned herself with a minuscule infant, even more power to her, I say.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Black Country New Road with Chaos Space Marine.
And though England is mine, I must leave it all behind. The war is over. Lift the anchors, set an open course for New York state lines. I think of all that went wrong. The sailor boys light up in song and they sing
wacky stuff. There's a whole slew of English bands that are just talking now. Like there's like it's a wave right now.
Yeah,
like Sleaford Mods and like I'm hearing it a lot. Like it's kind of
for
a moment.
Sure. Yeah, this whole album Black Country New Road, their new stuff is really interesting. It just feels like a new sound or something. It's like
I gotta say the intro sounded like Dave Matthews Band tuning up.
It did
before an amphitheater gig.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just I'm like rehearsing that. The first part of a song over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like somebody sampling Dexy's Midnight Runners, just three seconds of it.
But then the whole rest of the song doesn't sound anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's bizarre.
There's a lot of weird surprises on there. Okay, coming in number one.
You know, guys, the Super Bowl's blowing into town, and one of the things people take for granted right there at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time is the national anthem. This year it's sung by Mickey Guyton. Let's take a listen to this female country artist as she appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Yes, this is different. Live from the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Our next guest is an incredible Grammy-nominated country artist. I love her so much. Her debut album is called Remember Her Name, now performing different. Please welcome Mickey Guyton.
You, I really don't care. I love my hips, I love my thighs.
The tension on the keyboard player. She's the one really selling it. You got any video on this?
Yeah.
Well, you want me to watch the video of this so I too can be empowered? This sounds like music for babies too.
Yeah.
And just describe, like, I love my face. I love my hips.
Look at the kitchen sinkness of the band. Like, each one is chosen to say, like, everyone belongs. I'm just trying to be who I was born to be.
Yeah, my mama always said everybody's gonna have their opinion. The band looks like a group of teachers just playing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like some rock bottom remainder shit.
Anyway, what do you think she's going to bring to that anthem? I think a lot of spunk, a lot of verve.
Okay, cool, man. Awesome, dude. Thank you so much for playing that, Kramer. I feel so uplifted. I, you know, famously as a woman, I have very low self-esteem, and now I think that's fixed it. I can confidently hold my head high.
Consider yourself mansplained. That's how you get it.
I'm going to go into my boss's office and say, you know what? I deserve equal pay for equal work. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'll say it like that.
This YouTube comment says, unironically, the most powerful female country vocalist of any I have ever heard.
Henry! All of Amy. Them! Tammy! Fucking, oh my God, Loretta. Okay, yeah dude, sure, man.
Dolly.
That's what's up. Fuck.
All out the window.
Brutal.
Hey, can you book that commenter as our guest next week? You seem to know a lot about music. Hey, Megan, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's a busy week with Super Bowl and all that, but where would you like to steer the listeners?
I would like to steer the listeners to a little podcast that I do with a friend of mine called Grift Horse.
Right on.
You can find it on the internet.
SoundCloud. Right on. Start. How about you?
Yeah, sign up for Comedy Bang Bang World, where I'm making tons of podcasts these days. All fun stuff. Get the Improv for Humans for Music green vinyl record. It's available now from Newberry Comics. Pick one of those up. Support indie music venues.
Right on. There you go. Also check out Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who
Charted It.